Well, hello, everybody. This is Mike Ahoy, and this is Hawaii Time. We're going to play some beautiful songs for you. We're going to get you in mind of Hawaii. We're going to get you in the mood for taking a great vacation here in the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, the beautiful jungle flowers, the trade winds, our hotels, some high, beautiful, hot, cool, wonderful drinks for you. The swimming pool awaits you. The beautiful surf awaits you. So come on to Hawaii. Have yourself a luau. Let's do a little dance out on the surf and the sand and have ourselves a vacation and a party out here, huh? Let's do it. Michael Wahi's Hawaii Time Show. Yeah.
I want to hear those guitars playing.
Got Brother Bill on the line. Brother Bill, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. And want everybody to remember I'll be dancing at the Hawaii airport. When you come off the plane, I'll dance. I'll play ukulele for you. Love to do that. Welcome to our beautiful island, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A grand old place that's always fantasy.
All right. You're telling me. There's a nice song there by the Mills Brothers. That's called I Want to Go Back to My Little Grass Shack there on the beach of Hawaii. Well, here I am, your friend and of course, Brother Bill's friend, Mike Ohi, and Hawaii Time. Brother Bill, I hope you're feeling good today.
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling real good. Although going out to the Hawaii airport, you know, at Honolulu Airport and playing the ukulele for the people getting off the plane is getting a little old, you know.
Well, I want to talk about that. You want to talk about that?
I'd like to, yeah.
All right. You know, going out there and playing ukulele and putting a lei around someone's neck and saying, aloha, welcome to the island, all this, it's gotten old, man. That got old like 30, 40 years ago. Got old 60 years ago when they turned this thing into a state. We never wanted to be a state.
That's true.
We never wanted to be a territory. We wanted to be our own sovereign kingdom. And somewhere along the line, some asshole, if you pardon my language.
No, go ahead. Speak it.
I mean, some asshole come along and turn this into a territory. This used to be the kingdom of Hawaii. And we had a queen, and we had a sheriff, we had law enforcement, we had everything. You know, we didn't need to, we didn't need America to come in here and stick their Dole pineapple plantation, stick their Dole pineapple ass on our island, but that's what happened. And ain't too much we could say about it, ain't Brother Bill?
There's not too much now. Like I said, I got to shag my ass down at Honolulu Airport and play some damn ukulele for a bunch of suckers down there getting off the plane for the big Hawaiian vacation, you know. That's what I got to do, man. Don't be a sucker, man. But that's what I got to be. I'm a sucker. I'm going to go down to Honolulu Airport and play a ukulele. People getting off the plane. I feel like a jump-change, square-headed, rugby-playing punk ass. Man, I'll tell you.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about it. Here's the Lonely Surfer. Yeah, the Lonely Surfer. Let me tell you something. Out here in the beautiful Hawaiian Islands, you'll never be lonely. There's always a beautiful little Hawaiian girl there waiting for you. Beautiful little brown-skinned Hawaiian girl waiting to please your howly Anglo ass as you get off the plane from the mainland to take advantage of our beautiful young Polynesian women, to take advantage of them, to ravish them, and to bring unto our islands your venereal diseases.
Yeah.
Bringing onto our islands your venereal diseases.
Not bad, man.
Yeah, baby, the Lonely Surfer there, Jack Nitschke. Right here on the Mike Ohi's Hawaii Time Show, yeah.
If that be a lonely surfer, man, if he kills her, she get venereal disease and she die, then he's left all by himself. He's still got the drip, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. Let me just say this to you. If you're a tourist coming over here to Hawaii to enjoy our beautiful, beautiful Hawaiian Islands, remember, if you grab the drip, then you come over here, you lay the drip on her, everybody dies on the islands, which is what most of you Hollies do anyway when you're on your way to some new place. You infect everybody on the island with the drip. Now you stand there like a dumbass with your shorts down around your ankles. You got the drip, she dead. Everybody drip, everyone dead. You stand there, you the drip.
Well, that's well said.
That's right. Mike Ohi's Hawaiian Time Show. I'll tell you what, isn't that a song? That's some kind of song, isn't it? That's from Jack Nitschke, and that's called A Lonely Surfer here on Mike Ohi's show. Well, there's nothing like a vacation in the Hawaiian Islands. I don't care where you're going. We are broadcasting here right now from the island of Maui. We're at Kihei Beach, and I'm near my restaurant, which is the Sea Beast right here at Kihei Beach, and we hold forth here every night. We have great food to eat. We got steaks. We got great drinks. Beautiful beaches out here. And we're ready to serve your howley ass, your tourist ass. Come here and park it and slovenly and slobberly and slush.
Let me take it over from here. This brother Bill, everyone, my very good friend, Michael Wahey, he runs a restaurant. And yeah, he makes himself a couple of bucks, but to watch the slobs come over here and drink and puke, it bothers him a great deal. That's why he and I are part of a political movement in Hawaii to get your asses out of here and to reestablish the Hawaiian monarchy. Yeah, that's right. Reestablish the Hawaiian monarchy. Let's say it again. Let's say it all together. 1, 2, 3.
Hawaiian monarchy.
Right. We want to bring back a queen, a king. I ain't going to bring back Queen Lilikalani, because she did. But we can bring back the queen, the king, bring back our kingdom, the beautiful kingdom of Hawaii, and take your Dole pineapple, your CNH cane sugar ass out of here. That's what we want.
That's all I'm asking for, you know. And the other thing I don't want to hear anymore is this sucker Don Hole, you know, God rest his soul, everything, but this sucker with this tiny bubble, yeah, I'll bet it's a tiny bubble. That's probably what she thought it was when he whipped that thing out. And he stood there with one hand on his fly and the other hand on his hip, and he's going, well, what's it going to be? And what are we doing? We're standing there. We let a cat like that. I ain't talking about Don Hole now. I'm talking about the mainland suckers that come over here. Right after they hear him singing there at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, they turn around, they look at a young Polynesian woman. They got one hand on the fly, the other hand on their hip, and they're going, what's it going to be?
Man, I think that's the story of every damn vacation over here.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, tiny bubbles at Don Ho here on the Michael Wahey Hawaii Time Show. Boy, I tell you, it's a great, great thing to be able to sit here and play these beautiful songs for you. I got the Hawaiian folk dance coming up next. The Hawaiian folk dance is a very, very traditional, very, very lovely song. It goes back many, many years, and it tells the story of a man who has come to the Hawaiian Islands and fallen in love. And now he has found that he has to leave her. And before he leaves, he sends her a kiss of good luck. He tells her that he loves her and that he will be back. He'll be back to love her again here in the beautiful, windswept Hawaiian Island. Hala hundaka dia la mandaja.
Bullshit.
That's what I said, you know. Yeah, because when he comes back, he's coming back with the drip. That's the whole thing.
See, that's the thing people don't understand, you know. And that's the thing that wiped out half the population of the Polynesian Islands back in the 18th century, and before 17th century, too, is the fact that not so much that they come with the guns, the gunpowder, or anything like that, because the Hawaiian Island people, the people of the South Pacific, the Polynesian people, the people of these islands, they learn how to use gunpowder. One thing we didn't learn how to do, we couldn't deal with the drip. Fucking ass.
Yeah.
I have to go any given day, any shopping center in Oahu, any airport, any place where there are tourists from the mainland. I'm standing there like a sucker with a ukulele and flowers around my neck, and I'm smiling, and I got on those big flowered shorts, you know, those board shorts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm in my bare feet, and I'm stepping from side to side going la, 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 la. And everybody's smiling like I got a hog sandwich in each pocket, like I'm ready to lay on them some sweet and sour. You know what I mean? Like I have a string of pineapple and some coconut, and I got a ready handy man, a bottle of rum, Hawaiian rum, and we all gonna make chi-chis and sit there and just get sloppy drunk, just get puke drunk right there on the corner of a street in Honolulu. Like that's what I really want to do with a bunch of fucking strangers from the mainland, you know?
What more can I say, man? You speak the truth.
I always speak the truth.
I remember when the first time I played ukulele, and I said to my father, why am I playing a ukulele? He said, so you can make some money. You got to get down there to that bus terminal or that airport. I said, well, Dad, I go to the bus terminal. Where are they coming in from? He said, well, someplace in the island, and that means that they're most likely Hawaiians. I said, well, that's a waste of money. He said, no, it's just every little bit helps. They could be some suckers, some real, you know, those rural creeps that live out there on the, well, never mind, you know. I went out to the airport. I said, I ain't going to do it, man. I'm not going out to the bus station, Dad, and acting like a jive mother playing a ukulele for a bunch of Hawaiians and a bunch of Japanese Hawaiian people, a Polynesian. I said, let me just go to the airport. I'll play my damn ukulele ass off over there. He slapped me across the face. He said, don't be insolent to me. I said, insolent? You're the ones got me down there playing a ukulele barefoot, going side to side with a shit-eating grin on my face.
Goddamn, what'd he do then?
He just said, forget it, and he left. You know, he went to work. Where do you think he worked?
Over there, that vinegar, coconut stand, right?
Yeah, I went to Vinegar's, right. Those people had that coconut stand for years, man. And I don't think they ever hired not one white person ever worked there. That place are owned and run by Hawaiians, but they hired only other Polynesian people or Hawaiian people, right? Never hired one white man to work there. God knows there were enough of them laying around in that dead asses. This is Mike Oahe's Hawaii Time Show. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Phil Hendry for our website, philhendryshow.com. 20,000 hours and building of original full radio shows and podcasts. Many generations of the legendary Phil Hendry radio show, with the funny calls and the funny characters, with those moments of high hilarity, those historic moments, those moments of, well, of just ultimate transcendent weirdness. It's all there in our archives at philhendryshow.com, along with the videocast archive, along with a lot of miscellany, including radio interviews, television interviews, TV appearances, so on and so forth. With a backstage pass, two levels, you can get all access, which includes those videocasts, or audio only, you become a member of the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass family. Now remember, we do regular chats. That's on Friday nights, 5:30 Pacific. You must have the all-access pass for that. Once again, you must have the all-access pass for that. Once again, you must have the all-access pass for that. Once again, you must have the all-access pass. Must have. Mike Oahe's Hawaii Time Show. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Oahe. Oh, yeah. I love it so much, you know. I'm born and raised here on the islands. I get up in the morning, I get my surfboard, I run down to the beach, I get myself in the beautiful, beautiful warm surf, I catch myself a big side coming in on that wind, that high wind. You know what I'm saying, Brother Bill?
Oh, yeah, the high wind, you know, coming in from like a Japanese swell sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a big, big wave. You know, a friend of mine said that he was out fishing up near Midway and around there, right?
Yeah.
And he said he almost ran into a bus or something from the tsunami in Japan. What'd you think about that?
Well, when I thought about the tsunami in Japan, all it did was take people's minds off of the more important fact that here in Hawaii, we are being run by an alien power, the United States of America, and we are in no threat at all there from the tsunami. I'd rather be had the Japanese over here running our ass than America, because all we got from America, like I said, is ukulele playing in the airport, making lows out there. How many flowers you figure you've strung in your lifetime?
Oh, well, now, come on.
No. How many flowers have you strung in your lifetime? How many flowers have you put on a string and wrapped around some white guy's neck?
I guess I probably millions.
Millions. Millions. And you ain't made nickel one on any of that, have you?
Well, I mean, I don't know how I'm gonna.
No, you ain't gonna make nickel one on that. All that money, all that lay, and all that chichi making, all them bare feet, all them board shorts, all them big grinning white teeth there at the airport and at the hotel there. How many times you done that whole ukulele act at an airport? Not at the airport, at the hotel.
Were you talking about greeting people?
Yeah.
Oh, I've done that. That was my weekend job for a great many years.
Your weekend job? You're almost 45 years old. That's still your weekend job. You got a weekend job like most high school students, don't you?
Now, Brother Bill.
Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I mean.
All right, well, then say it, man. Say it. Let all them people out there know what it is that you got to live with, right? Now, I'll tell you something else. Here's how I get back at all them Hollies, all them Anglos, all them mainlanders. You know what I say? On December 7, 1941, I say, yeah, baby, yeah. I celebrate that as a state holiday, December 7, 1941. Man, I dance naked in my backyard, okay? Now, I wouldn't want that to get around.
Well, we're on the radio right now.
Other than the fact that we're on the radio right now. But I take my pants off, only my pants. I said I dance naked. No, I dance with pantless in my backyard on December 7th, and I wait for around 8 o'clock in the morning whenever them first bombs fell.
You don't think that's obscene, huh?
Obscene? Boy, you are a real pussy, you know that? You really...
I'm just asking you, man. Don't you think that's obscene?
No, I don't think it's obscene. It's the only form of protest that we've got left to us here in Hawaii. The only form of real, legitimate protest we have left to us here in Hawaii is to celebrate December 7, 1941, when 8 o'clock in the morning, when them first bombs drop, and we go out into our backyards with our pants off. Now, I'll tell you that now.
I don't know, man. I think that's a bad move.
Oh, well, you know, let me ask you something, man. When did you start greasing up and just bending over for any dick that walked by?
Now, you know...
No, man. When did you start greasing up and bending over for any dick that walked by?
I think that's unfair, man. That's very unfair. You know that I am a man who stands with you shoulder to shoulder on the idea of Hawaiian independence. I'm just saying that to celebrate a day like that, that's bad, man.
When? I'm going to keep on saying it, man, until you... When did it happen?
When did what happen, man?
When did you start dropping your trouser, spreading your cheeks, grease it up, and pointing to your asshole and saying, go ahead, take a shot, any passing dick?
You know, man, you're the one that's taking his pants off on December the 7th. Maybe that's what you're doing.
What a dickhead.
Yeah, baby. Welcome here on Mike Ohe's Hawaiian Time Show. Isn't that beautiful? That's called a Hawaiian ukulele love song. That's one of the first songs I learned to play on the ukulele. I love to play the uke. My daddy taught me how to play the uke. He said, now you got you make all the tourists happy now. Go on out there, boy, and make that ukulele sing, man. Play that four-string guitar, you know. I said, Daddy, can't I learn how to play a regular guitar? He said, no, you ain't white enough. I said, goddamn, Daddy. I said, that hurts. He said, you get a little bit lighter, I'll teach you how to play six strings. Until then, four, and only four. That's how many strings you get to learn how to play. So I learned how to play all kinds of stuff on that ukulele. I learned how to play Happy Birthday to You. I learned how to play Hawaiian wedding song. I learned how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb. I learned how to play all kinds of dog shit. Hey, Brother Bill, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
You called back to apologize?
Yes, I called to apologize. I didn't think that was right of you, though, to say what you said, but I'm sorry I hung up.
And what makes you think I'm going to keep you on the air?
I called back to apologize on my own accord.
I know you did, but what makes you think I'm going to keep you on the air, man? To say that I bend over and spread...
Well, you're the guy that's... Okay, never mind.
Call him back, will you? Call him back, please. Call him back. Call Brother Bill back.
Yeah?
Hey, man, I don't know whether you notice this or not, but when you get your feelings hurt, you start going, oh, God...
Am I on the air right now?
Yes, you're on the air right now.
Yeah, fuck you, man. I'm trying to liberate our state. I'm trying to liberate our kingdom from America, and you're calling me up, and we're basically what we're saying is we're lubing up for any passing howly dick. Ain't that right?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that about you. You said that about me.
Bullshit. Never mind.
Beautiful, beautiful music of the Hawaiian Islands. You know, a lot of people ask me to say, Mike, on the Mike Oahe Hawaii Time Show, do you play Hawaiian folk music? I said, all the songs we play is Hawaiian folk music. Yes, that's right. All the music we play, this is beautiful folk music, original folk music, music that goes back many, many decades, many, many years on our islands, back before Hawaii was an American territory, before Hawaii had to suffer the indignities of visiting American plantation owners and the visiting United States Marines. I say visiting United States Marines that come here to protect American lives. You can be sure that when they say to protect American lives, what that basically means is we are taking over your government. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hey, Bill, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Are you playing? Okay, and that Puticella, good. All right, let's talk about this, because this is a long song, isn't it?
It's about 3 minutes, yeah.
All right. I didn't mean to say that you lube up for every howdy dick. What I'm trying to say is that when you go out there, I'm just saying, we have to be more proactive, man.
I know we have to be proactive, man. What do you want me to do, pick up a gun and go shoot people?
No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying be a little bit more aggressive in your rhetoric instead of kind of couching it in all this sort of lightweight stuff. You know, when I said December 7th...
See, that's my point, man. December 7th is not a day to celebrate.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. If America had not been here in the first place, having muscled their way in under that hood, fuck you, man.
See what I'm saying? He have no open mind. Dumb. Brother Bill, you know what this guy does? He dances at shopping centers, man. That's what he does. That's his job, man. What? Is that him? Yeah, make him hold. No, I don't want to talk. Brother Bill dances at shopping centers so that when, like, a lot of the tourists go to buy their bottles of rum and to buy their coconut and buy booze, basically. That's all tourists do. When tourists come to Hawaii, the only thing they really buy is booze so they can get liquored up and outrage our native Polynesian girls, right? And now, who do you think is standing there with a big sheet-eating grin on his face, playing a ukulele and going side to side in his board shorts? My good man there, Brother Bill. He's calling me a pussy? No. Watch this. Yeah?
Okay, I just heard a speech you gave, man. Good for you. You know, I apologize to you, man.
Yeah, and then you hung up on me.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't mean to say that you were a pussy. I'm just saying, why can't you get your lips around... Not your lips. Why can't you...
Goodbye.
Oh, come on.
What? Hey, everybody. Mike Oahu's Hawaii Time Show. Yeah, there's Annette Funicello. Bye. Pow. Everybody remember Annette Funicello, huh? There ain't nothing Hawaiian about her, I'll tell you that. I love her so very much. I really do. Annette Funicello, ladies and gentlemen, there with my little grass shack. Well, there ain't nothing Hawaiian about Annette Funicello. Annette Funicello is Italian. I don't know where. Whoever got the idea of sticking her on a beach, but it worked, didn't it? It sure as hell worked. Hey, everybody, here is sweet Lalani, you know. Yeah, that beautiful Lalani. I remember her. She's going to go out with me, as a matter of fact. I had my tuxedo all picked out, and then she said to me, I think I'm going to go out with this swabby from Pearl Harbor. I said, what? She said, I'm going out with this American. I'm going out with this American sailor from Pearl Harbor because he's got spending money. You know what I'm saying? She says, he's got some of that walking around cash. You ain't got shit. You don't make money teaching people how to surf at the Royal Hawaiian. Go take a powder jack. And she kind of gave a little shake to her ass. I said, God damn, girl, you know what? That's a good idea. Because when I just saw you shake that butt, if you'd done it a couple inches closer to that man you're walking with there, that swabby, you probably would have killed him. And she goes, you know, is that him? Yeah, Bill, I was just telling a story about that, Carrie. Remember her?
Yeah, I remember her. She dated that guy from Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to say this just one time. I'm sorry for what I said. I don't mean to say you're lubing up, okay? And let's just agree to disagree on December 7th.
That's about as good as it's going to get, huh?
Of course it is. Look, man, I won't bother you about it. Let's just agree to disagree about December 7th.
I just don't think it's a day to celebrate when people die like that.
Hey, man, you don't understand, okay?
Don't start bawling.
I'm not going to bawl, okay? Don't you understand that when America put a harbor here, when they put a naval base here, and they got involved in a world war, they were asking for it, okay? They're just asking for it. When you build an empire, man, and you expose yourself to a superpower from the other side of the Pacific, like Japan was back then, and you get bombed, and you did that at the expense of the people of Hawaii. We had our own monarchy, and we had our own kingdom here, and they came over and did it, okay? Why can't you understand that?
Because I don't understand it, Bill, and quit crying like a fucking bitch, okay? Quit crying like you out there at the shopping mall. Hello? Hello? Oh, man. That's my friend, Brother Bill. He's very motivated. He wants a free Hawaii. He wants to kick all you tourist ass out of here. But he's very, very forceful, you know. And anyway, here's some more Hawaiian music that you can sit and suck your drink to. I'll see you again as I say goodbye to you. Yes, that's a sweet Lalani there. Isn't that beautiful? That's all right. I hope you're enjoying your beautiful, beautiful afternoon here with the music of Mike Oahe's Hawaii Time Show.
Oh, we go we to the hookie.
Everybody now, as soon as you wake up and you get off the ship and come on down to the shopping center, down here to the mall, or come on out to the beach, let's all do the hookie lao, okay? We'll get some of our social directors from the hotel to teach y'all how to do the hookie lao. You can put on your grass skirts and shake your big, fat, Midwestern fucking ass.
Oh, we go we.
Get Bill back, will you? Bill.
Hooky,
Bill.
Hooky,
yeah? Come on, man. We're on the air, so start to man up, will you?
Well, why did you... Yeah, okay. I'm manning up. I don't understand, man.
You know what? Let it go, man.
Okay, I'll let it go. Right. So I got to let go of the fact that you're telling me to lube up.
I had to listen to you tell me to lube up.
All right. Okay. What are you playing now?
I'm playing Hooky Lao, man. I'm playing the song, the symbol of oppression, the symbol of the oppression of our people, the Hooky fucking Lao.
Well, I didn't write the goddamn thing, man, so don't start jumping all over me.
I know, I'm just telling you, that's what I'm playing.
Hooky, 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 hooky lao.
All right, everybody, let's do the Hooky Lao, huh? Get on out there, do the Hooky Lao. That's right. About the only thing Hawaiian you know how to do, right? Hey, nothing against you folks. I understand you love coming to Hawaii, but you could give a flying fuck about the things that I do.
Oh, we go.
That's it, man. You puss out, man.
What do you mean I puss out?
You were about to make a statement there, and every time you go give a fuck, you know, and it just, you don't even finish fuck. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
All right, well, that's fine. I'm not going to explain it, and I'm not going to start to cry and hang up either, okay?
Thank you. That's a change. That's a change of pace.
Yeah.
We go to the hooky lao. Hooky, 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 hooky lao.
Yeah.
Hooky, 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 hooky lao.
Come on, everybody.
Hooky, 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 hooky lao.
Isn't that nice? There's the hooky lao, everybody. Hey, you know, it started way back in the, 19th century. In 1893, a group of planters overthrew the Hawaiian monarchy. They were led by a man named Sanford Dole. That's why we're bringing his name up a lot. You like Dole Pineapple? Good for you. The guys that own Dole Pineapple now, a bunch of scum-sucking dogs who built themselves a big forget.
You know, you're playing here's a song that's really offensive, man. Now, these are four black men singing about setting up housekeeping on an island on the beach. So they're going to have themselves a Polynesian girl. No, if other people would understand our plight, it would be the African-American. No, they're coming over here. They're setting their asses up. They're setting up housekeeping on the beach, too, and they're going to get themselves a little...
Hey, man, don't talk so fucking fast, okay?
What?
Don't talk so fast. Nobody understands what you're saying.
Well, nobody understands anything I'm saying.
Hey, if he hangs up one more time, that's one thing I talked to Mr. Henry about. I said to him, you know, I know people hang up on your ass on your messed up show, but I don't want them hanging up on me. And Mr. Henry said for me to talk to you, okay?
Yeah.
So you're the phone screener, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I don't want people hanging up on me. I know him, but I can't talk to him. Why don't you talk to him? Tell him he can't be hanging up on me. I don't want him hanging up on me. Yeah. God damn it. You know, I started out this program sounding Polynesian, and now I sound like a 50-something angry black man. God damn it. You know? Hey, Bill.
What do you think you're going to sound like, man? What do you think you're going to sound like? You start getting all pissed off. You're getting off your game. That's the problem. You talk to the people about all the Hawaiian music. You're getting off your game. You're getting all revolutionary. You're getting all pissed off. You're getting all, what's that guy's name? Wright? Elijah Wright? Elmo Wright? Whatever the hell?
What do you mean, Elmo Wright?
Who's that fucking doctor, that preacher?
Hey, I'll tell you something, Bill, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love you, man, but if anybody is getting going around a bend here and getting too angry, it's you.
I'm not getting too angry. All I said to you was...
You talking about celebrating December the 7th, 1941, like it's some kind of a 4th of July?
Well, yeah, but I didn't say... What? I didn't say, in other words, ooh, I'm going to hang up on myself. You're the guy that hung up on me.
Well, I don't think so, man.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I don't think so, no.
Yes, you did.
No.
When's this shit going to be done?
God, man. It's done now. All right, I want to go back to my little grass shack there on the Beautiful shores of Hawaii. There's the Mills Brothers for you here. This is the Mark Oahe Hawaiian Time Show. Man, ain't it something? Ain't it something? Isn't this a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time to celebrate the beautiful, beautiful winds and beaches and palm trees of Hawaii?
That's what you call talking it up, huh?
Hey, don't worry about it, man. All right, so here's what I wanted to let you know. We're having our first meeting of the Hawaiian Provincial Party. It's going to be at 9 o'clock tomorrow over at Duke's house. You understand? You know what that is, right?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's around on the highway.
Yeah, and we're going to have a meeting.
Now, what are we going
to
do?
Well, we're going to get a delegate elected. What we want to do is we want to get a person elected to the state assembly.
Oh, big deal, man.
You know something, man? Every idea I come up with...
Big fucking deal.
Yeah, okay, I tell you what, man. I'll take my pants off on December 7th, 1941. Is that what you want to do?
I think that's a very effective protest, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do.
Everybody, this is Mike Oahe, and this is the Hawaii Times Show. You know, a lot of you are eavesdropping in on me and Brother Bill here as we talk about Hawaii's territorial, and eventually it's the independence of its kingdom, Hawaii's independence from the United States of America. And I have come up with a number of different ideas here for Bill. I've said, well, we want to get someone elected to the state assembly, maybe get someone elected to Congress. We want to, as best as we can, you know, utilize the democratic system that's in place to try and affect change. And Bill will have none of it. His idea of effective protest is that him? Hey, Bill, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're going to mischaracterize everything, man.
No, I'm going to tell the people what you said, okay?
You're mischaracterized.
I'm sorry, I had to hang up on him. No, I put him on hold, yeah. Bill, his idea, all of my ideas, he doesn't like those. What he wants to do is strip his pants off on December 7th, okay? So he can celebrate like it's the 4th of July, December 7th, 1941. Like, in other words, that's a way better protest. You see what I'm saying? That ain't gonna do shit.
Tiny bubbles.
You know how fucked up you sound.
I don't sound fucked up.
You don't know how fucked up you sound, man. You fuck.
Make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over. Well, the feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea.
I'll be right back here with Brother Bill and yours truly, Michael Oahe's Hawaii Time, right after our news break. It's 40 minutes after the hour, and this is Hawaii Time News Break. My name is Duncan Peterman. Hawaiian governor is going to be voting today, or the Hawaiian government will be voting today on the new bond measure that could replace all the sewage pipes north of Honolulu. Captain John Cottley, who was the head of the naval base up until last week, has been replaced by an interim secretary of the Navy, he said. Captain Cottley had been with the Pearl Harbor Administrative Board since December. In sports news, the Hawaii Honoluluans won their third game in a traditional National Hockey League by a score of 6-2. And in baseball, University of Honolulu defeated the University of Honolulu State 6-1. Women's hockey, 3-2 in the water section. Taking a look now at island weather, here's Dr. Rube Joyner.
Right now, Hawaii weather is looking very clear. We had a tornado warning and some Hawaii warning. but everything looks clear so far. Barometric pressure at about 450. And before tomorrow morning, be advised about a 30% chance of rain on Hawaii Island.
Okay, Doc, thanks a lot. This has been Hawaii Time News, taking our very quick news break here. My name is Duncan Peterman, and now back to more music on the Mike Awahi Hawaiian Time Show. Show. Yeah, man. Welcome back, everybody, here. This is Mike Awahi's Hawaiian Time Show. Are you ready for a luau? Well, I am. This is called Luau Lahanu. Time to sit on the beach, have some poi poi, have a nice big chunk of roast pig, and think about the fact that you sit there in the sand eating pig with your hands while some tourist is sitting up there with a big, thick, juicy steak flown in fresh, farm fresh to you from the mainland. We have to eat all this cow they raised down on Hana. Man, I wouldn't eat that. God, you ever taken a whiff? I want pig and cow from Texas, and I want it now.
Are you talking like a man now?
I've been talking like a man. You're listening to the Mike Awahi's Hawaiian Time Show, playing the beautiful music of Hawaii while railing against the fact that Hawaii is a part of the United States and had its independence sucked from it in the 19th century by a military coup that was started by a dude who grows pineapple. That's how badass we are in Hawaii. Well, you heard the announcer, man, and that's about as ugly as it gets right there, I tell you, Brother Bill.
Well, it's true. It's true. We had our government taken from us by some dude that grows and eats pineapple. 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 Pineapple!
Yeah, I heard you the first time, man. You love him, man. Well, I'll tell you what, here on the Mike Oahu Hawaii Time Show, let me tell you, we're going to wrap things up now with a beautiful thing called a Hawaiian ukulele love song. This is a song that reminds all of us here on Hawaii just how we all started out. We learned to play the ukulele. Our daddy or our older brother taught us, and they took us by the hand to the park, down to the airport, some other place to play the ukulele, on the hotel, around the swimming pools, on the beaches, play the ukulele and have some howley throw a couple of quarters at us. And I never forget that experience. I never will forget that experience, and I'll never be happy until every last one of them suckers is driven out of here and we bring back Queen Lukuhuna Hanawa and whatever her name. It doesn't make any difference. Just get out of here.
Yeah, but whatever you do, folks, don't take your pants off on December the 7th.
I'm just telling you, that ain't gonna do diddly shit, okay?
You don't know until you try it. You don't know until you try it.
Oh, okay, man. Well, on December 7th, I'll take my pants off and run around in my backyard, okay?
Run around in your back... whose backyard?
Oh, my God. My backyard, as in the yard behind my house.
All right, I don't know what you mean. Talking about taking your pants off.
No, man, you're the one... That was his idea. That was Brother Bill's idea. Now he's giving me shit about it. That's a bullshit idea. See you later. Fuck this. Famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. I take that back, on Podcast One.